countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, moving on, with the silage season almost upon us, the Health and Safety Authority is asking farmers and all those working on farms this summer to think again about safety. They're particularly concerned about those working with heavy machinery because 113 people, 18 of whom were children, have been killed in the past 10 years in accidents on the farm involving tractors, vehicles and machinery. And there are also survivors of these accidents, many of whom have life-changing injuries. It was a fine May evening 11 years ago when Angus Mannion took the teleporter up the farm. Something caught his eye and he stopped.
Well, to the best of my knowledge, what happened was I seen an opening in the fence and I got down off the teleporter, parked up the teleporter to have a look at it because it was on the main busy road. So I got off the teleporter and that evening or that day we let out something like 40 or 45 cattle into the same field. And they came running around and dancing around and jumping around the good evening that was in it. And I do believe they bumped up against the teleporter and edged it and pushed it. And it happened so slowly and I was so near to a tree that I didn't even see it happening until I knew the next thing I was impaled into a tree with the bucket off, the blade of the bucket off the teleporter.
So you were pinned with no way of getting out?
No way of getting out. And if it had happened quicker, from the doctor's reports and that, I do believe the legs would have been severed off there and then. But it happened so slowly, it cut right through me, and if I got impaled, actually they had to cut away some of the tree when they got me out of it because the nerves and vessels and tendons and all that weren't severed. They were just embedded into a piece of timber, and that piece had to be cut out of the tree and taken with me to hospital.
You were taken away to hospital. Take me through, I suppose, the weeks and months after that then, Angus.
Well, the extent of the injuries were so serious that they decided then it would take me to Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda. Now, at that stage, I don't know whether I was drifting in and out or what was happening, but I thought surely my two legs were gone, the lower part of my body. But anyway, as it turned out, just within seconds, they were wheeling me for theatre. And another young doctor, seeing the nerves, he explained to me afterwards like a bolt of lightning, that they were still intact and there was life there. So he knew a guy who was specialised in that in the Beaumont Hospital in Dublin. So with that, they got an ambulance and a squad car and got me straight to the Beaumont Hospital in Dublin. That night, I was in theatre all night, 29 operations, 3 years plus in and out of hospital. The hospitals and the staff, I mean, where do I start? The list goes on of people. Who do I thank to see me now compared to that mess I was in that evening I was taken to Drogheda? It's incredible stuff. And look, I do class myself as one of the lucky ones because at least, you know, when you get entangled up with a machine nowadays, they're so powerful. Usually, especially with machinery, one winner and it's not you. And I class myself very lucky that I come out this side of it. But in saying that, it's not something you'd like to wish on anybody else.
Yeah, lucky and unlucky at the same time. That was Angus Mannion back in his feet, but still dealing with the aftermath of the accident. Now, Dr. Emer Smith is a consultant in rehab medicine at the National Rehabilitation Hospital in Dunleary in Dublin, and she joins us. Emer, good morning to you.
Good morning, Damien.
You grew up on a farm in County Cavan, and you're now a consultant in rehab medicine. So have you come across cases from your years in practice there where you've seen the damage that an accident like what happened to Angus there on the farm can actually do?
I certainly have, Damien. Farms are high-risk workplaces, I'm sorry to have to say. You know, the common themes of injuries that I have seen over the years are attacks from animals. I've seen bales of hay and silage falling on people and knocking them over. And then, of course, as you mentioned, incidents with machinery like tractors, quad bikes, they are particularly common as well.
And are they the more risky ones, the ones involving vehicles, from your observation?
Yes. So I have seen quite a few involving vehicles, often tractors. I've seen as a recurring theme are tractors, perhaps with front loaders with a lot of weight, or trailers, yeah, again with huge weights, and they've overturned as a result, the tractor's overturned and the farmer's been ejected from the tractor, or even remains within the tractor but is seriously damaged.
God. And what about the profile of the kind of farming patient that you see? Are they across the age range, Eimear, like from youngsters to older people?
Yes. So we've seen children, and I know you've had Kerry Leonard on the programme, who's known to me speaking about her injury. In the last number of years, I've seen a couple of teenagers, but I think more recently the predominant age cohort that I've seen are probably people over 70, and many of these farmers have already handed over the running of the farm to a son or a daughter, but they've remained involved and they're possibly enjoying it a bit more at this stage of their lives because they're involved without having the pressure of being responsible for income. And then very sadly they're struck down by a severe brain injury or a spinal cord injury.
Yeah.
And that can be, that is devastating at that point of their lives.
And it's up to you then to meet the families and try and explain what's happening here. It must be like giving news of a bereavement to a family member and to the people themselves.
Yes, and I guess I'm only one of a number of people who are involved in that process of meeting families and exchanging that sad news. And yeah, we would see a huge range of reactions, sometimes from utter denial and someone only very slowly moving through the phases of adjustment, to sometimes a more apparent immediate acceptance of what has happened and a pragmatic response to such a severe injury. But when you talk there about, you know, a grief or a bereavement, the one aspect of this that can be huge for farmers is the loss of identity, because many have farmed all their lives. A farm has been in the family maybe for a very, very long period of time. And when that is stolen from them by a very serious accident, for them, their identity is gone.
And Eimear, we hear it all the time, and there are farmers listening to us now. We all say it about ourselves. Sure, it won't happen to me.
That's right, yes. And, you know, I guess in reality, every injury can't be prevented, you know, particularly where animals are concerned. Sometimes a farmer would have told me, I thought I knew all my animals very well.
Yeah.
But where we're dealing with machinery, that's definitely one area where we can target for prevention. So I think, you know, My advice would be, and people might be listening saying, what would she know? But my advice would be, think about the loads that are being attached to tractors, either on trailers or front loaders, and think maybe two journeys is better than one in terms of safety.
Absolutely. Well, you would know indeed, because as I said at the beginning, you grew up on a farm and now, of course, you're consultant in rehab medicine at the National Rehab Centre in Dunleary. Dr. Eimear Smith, thank you so much, and stay safe. And all the farmers listening to us getting ready to go out this morning, do indeed just take a second to think about the day ahead and to stay safe. And the HSA is inviting you to review your assessment with the help of a website. It's just called farmsafely.com. Farmsafely.com. Dr. Eimear Smith, thank you very much for joining us.